Now, in the name of Jesus, I share the topic for this prayer section. He who is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So, we are going to learn something from John chapter 3. Let's turn to John chapter 3. Let's ponder. It's a very common concept in our Bible reading. We may read it very many times, but we have to really understand the meaning. Let's turn to John chapter 3. Let's read verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The ruler of Jews, Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night, because after he observed what Jesus had done, he concluded that Jesus is come from the heaven, because he said, "For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." So this is what he wanted to know, whether Jesus is from the Father or not. He wanted to get a very firm answer from Jesus. He wanted to know deeper about Jesus, right? So that's why he came to Jesus, but by night, because he had some concern about Jesus. He is not courageous enough to publicly accept and proclaim that Jesus, he is from the Father. He is the Son of God. He is Christ. Because at this moment, he still cannot convince himself. He came to Jesus. He wanted to learn more from Jesus, because his signs is very obvious, right? But Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I said to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So this is 100% sure. If we want to see the kingdom of God, we have to be born again. So this is a new concept. But to Nicodemus, he just cannot get it. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Right. So basically, Nicodemus pondered this concept through the physical world. Just because we are living in this society, it's made nature born from the mother's womb. But Jesus answered in verse 5. Jesus said, "Most assuredly," again he emphasized, "I said to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Now, Jesus explained it deeper and further. Must born of water and of the Spirit. And otherwise, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So this has become an essential criteria for one who wants to enter the kingdom of God. So unless you're born of water and the Spirit. So the Spirit actually is Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? To him, he just cannot get it. How come a man can be born of the water and of the Spirit? So he didn't understand the meaning. But Jesus explained to him a little bit further, right? He said, if a man is born of the flesh, is flesh, just like we are born of the flesh from mother's womb, right? So this is the easy concept we understand. But regarding to the Spirit, a man born of the Spirit is spirit. What does it mean? So what is the Spirit? How can a man be born of the Spirit? Okay. So if we read the Bible, because we are going to study the book of John, and besides this book, we read other books as well in the ISTS. So we have to, if we come up the concept, the teachings from the entire Bible, we will understand more completely about what is born of the Spirit. That's actually the meaning here. The Spirit is going to put the life of God, the life of God, into our spirit. Just like when God created Adam, he breathed on his nostril, right? And then he became a living soul. So Adam, after he received the spirit, the breath of God, then he became different, become unique from other living creatures. Right? He become the Son of God. He become, he has this relationship with God. God is his father. So God entrust Adam all this task. He have to manage it and rule over all the earth. So this spirit make Adam become a new being, living soul. So this spirit, the spirit, the breath of God, establishes this new relationship. So likewise, now, after Jesus came, he promised us, he who is born of the Spirit is Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, the Spirit will revive us to reestablish, restore the relationship between man and God. So once the relationship become renewed, because after Adam and Eve sinned against God, the relationship has been broken. So we lost the status. But Jesus is going to restore this relationship. So if this Holy Spirit came, if a man be born of through the Spirit, then this relationship renewed. Then we become alive, a real living being. So become the Son of God. So that's why after the Holy Spirit came in, we received the Holy Spirit. Our eyesight opened. We can enter into the truth. We received the seal and the evidence, which is essential to enter the kingdom of God. So be born of the Spirit is Spirit. This to Jesus say, you are the teacher of the Israel, but you do not know the things. To Jesus at that moment, he said, this is a very easy concept. As if you understand the law and in the Old Testament, you should understand this. It's a spirit. Spirit is the key. right? The flesh is going to be perished. So in verse 11, Jesus, he said, most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? So this Jesus, he actually wanted to tell us more about the heavenly kingdom, the things in heaven. But unless we is born of the Spirit, we cannot understand the spiritual things. So that's why the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is become so crucial to a Christian, for those who believe are following Jesus. Unless they really get the meaning, otherwise they just consider what Jesus said is so difficult to get. So after, I think we are going to study more in chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. Jesus, he promised to Nicodemus, if he who born of the Spirit is the Spirit is the key. The Spirit is a living, right? It's alive. So if a man, a newborn baby, just come out, then the mother will feed the baby what? Milk, right? Some water. So a newborn baby, they do need to be nourished through water. So after a man, one is born of the Spirit, then we have to continue to grow, right? To receive nutrition, to grow up, become mature. So later in chapter 4, let's turn to chapter 4. John chapter 4. When Jesus, he said to this Samaritan woman, and he said in verse 13, chapter 4, verse 13, he said, Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of the water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Now Jesus mentioned the Holy Spirit is living water. It's living water. So this living water is so vivid. This is a source of life, right? Once we find water in somewhere, then definitely we will see life. So that's why all these scientists, they want to search the outer space, right? Other planet, galaxy, to find water. If they can find water, then it's possible to immigrate to other planet. In the future, people want to live in different environment. They have a dream. A dream is immigrate to Mars, to immigrate to other place. But to us, what is our dream? We are going to enter the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom of God. This is spiritual. Physical is nothing, right? So that's why if The bone of the flesh is flesh. Flesh is going to perish. So now we do need this living water. Jesus, later he said, I give you this water and you are not thirst again. The water will become a fountain. Right? Let's turn to chapter 7. Chapter 7. Chapter 7. Verse 37. This living water, we have to pray for, and we do need to rely on this living water, because it will bring us the true satisfaction. 37 and 38. Joe, can you read? Amen. Here Jesus, he proclaimed, this is the invitation to those who are thirsty. He who believes on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This become rivers. The fountain is just a beginning. Then it's come out like a mighty water, a mighty rivers flowing out. So this is so this river it become so powerful. So if we really rely on the Holy Spirit, we trust what Jesus said, then we will, every time we will grab this opportunity to experience what Jesus said, a living water come out from the belly. Then we will really experience what Jesus said. He who born of the Spirit is a spirit. Spirit is very powerful. Spirit is, you know, when a person, his spirit is there, he's not going to die. Because I with a sister, she was very weak. She was dying, actually. Because she has been suffering for many years, physically. But in her spirit, she always want to serve God. She always wish her children can serve in the church diligently. No. So whenever the child or the children say they have to go to church to serve, she was so happy. But if the children just said to her, I have to go to any place for orderly business, then she was so sad. In you can tell from her face. But once if the children say, I want to go to church to clean up, to whatever related to the church, she would say, okay, and go. Joyfully say goodbye, you go. The spirit is there. So when she was dying, her spirit actually was very, very, still very, to me, is alive. Physically, she almost is gone, done. But her spirit, you can tell, this is a sister really born of the spirit. So the living water, you know, come out from our bottom of our belly. This is what Jesus promised. Do have we experienced this powerful living water? Or if we just be fine, say, I have Holy Spirit, I can speak in tongue, I'm enough, I can go to heaven. No. We have to search deeper to experience what Jesus said. Because this living water is freely given to us. Why not? And Jesus said, if you have to be born of the Spirit, not only Holy Spirit, we have to come out with the truth. So the food, what Jesus wants to see, a newborn baby, after drink the milk, the water, and then what? Food, like solid food. Once mature to a certain level, then you have to have a solid table food to sustain life. Let's turn to chapter 6. Chapter 6, Jesus, he is the bread of life. Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 51. 6:51. It's Adriana, please read. Amen. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he should live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Jesus, he will give us the food, the bread of life. So, you know, this new life, we have a new life in Jesus. We eat the new food, the flesh of Jesus. So, he related to our Holy Communion, right? Related to the word, the truth, what Jesus said. So Jesus, he said in chapter 6, verse 63. Check. Thank you. The word I spoke to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are life. We have to receive this word of Jesus. We have to take his body. We have to take this living water. This Jesus promise. And then we do need to fulfill God's will. Jesus, he said to his disciple in chapter 4, what is Jesus' food? Jesus give his food to us, right? His body to us to eat. But how about himself? Chapter 4, verse 34. Sister Janice. Amen. My food is to do the will of him he sent me and to finish his work. This is what Jesus set his life for, to finish the salvation. So to us, today we are born of the water from through the baptism. Our life have resurrected. We resurrect from death. We become a new being. Believe or not, it's a matter, but it's a fact. If in Jesus, after we have received the water baptism, even though you have no idea when the baptism came, right? Because you are baby. But this is a fact. We have a new relationship. Jesus gives us a new status. So we become a new being, the Son of God. We have been justified before Jesus. And we are going to continue to grow. Now, Jesus said, be born of the Spirit, then it's Spirit. The Spirit will come to cleanse us. So, we are going to pray for what? For what? Just like the hymn just we sang, right? Breathe on me, the Holy Spirit. For what? To cleanse my inner part. Everything to cleanse. So we repent. Holy Spirit is just burning fire. He will burn all the filthiness away. Give us a new heart. And then we take the food, spiritual food, the truth come into our heart. We have to take it, then we will grow. And then the Holy Spirit, just living water, this is a mighty river come out from our heart, will give us power. So we do have a power to fulfill, to finish the work. Everyone, Jesus give us a task, a goal, because we have been chosen to fulfill his glory. We have to partake his flesh, his body, for what? To have eternal life. Then we are empowered by this, by Jesus. So fear us this power divine. And then at the end we are completely belong to Jesus. So our whole life we live for Jesus, not only for ourselves. So now we are still living, learning in this stage, right? We are in high school, we are going to college. In the future, we will have a job, a work, to dedicate our life for certain things. But don't forget, we actually has been born of the Spirit. It's Spirit, a living being, to serve, to be holy, to become light, to testify for Jesus, become his witness. So we fulfill our whole life, just like the hymn said, Holy Spirit, breathe on me until I am all my own. The whole life, totality, work for Jesus until my will is lost in night. So we can reach the point, self-denying. We deny ourselves, and then we live for Jesus. Let's come forward and pray. Pray for be filled with the Holy Spirit. We really can live for Jesus, really experience his promise. Let's come forward and pray.